From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A shaken Indonesia carries on after Thursday's terrorist attacks. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a series of attacks in an upscale neighborhood in Jakarta. The bomb and gun attacks left 7 people dead, including all 5 of the attackers. Foreigners were among 20 people wounded. With just under 3 weeks left until the start of the presidential primary nominating process, the top Republican presidential contenders are facing off in another debate, this time in the state of South Carolina. Taking center stage at the nationally televised debate is billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump. He continues to lead in most of the national polls. Turkey's president says military operations will intensify against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, after it was blamed for a car bombing at a police headquarters. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising there'll be no end to military operations against the PKK until it's eradicated. Erdogan spoke in response to the bombing of the police headquarters Wednesday in the Diyarbakir province in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast. The government blamed the attack on the rebels. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced the army has carried out a sustained bombardment against Islamic State militant targets in Syria and Iraq in response to the suicide attack on foreign tourists Tuesday in Istanbul. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The World Health Organization has announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all 3 countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak are now considered Ebola-free. The WHO announcement came Thursday after 42 days without new reported cases in Liberia. The epidemic has taken 11,000 lives. This is VOA News.